Meanwhile, the Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations has roundly condemned the killings of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip as war crimes. Addressing the UN Security Council, Riyad Mansour blamed the United States for the massacre of over, quote, its illegal and provocative move to relocate its embassy. He said the measure has fueled people's resentment and created an atmosphere of hatred. Mansour also called on the council to stop the bloodshed in the occupied territories, investigate the crimes, and bring the criminals to justice. Other members of the Security Council have also slammed Israel's crackdown on Palestinians.
We condemn the indiscriminate firing against protesters, which was systematic in the course of yesterday. Nothing can justify this. The use of lethal weapons should be excluded when dealing with disarmed protesters who do not represent a grave and imminent danger. This is also the message from several NGOs, including Palestinian and Israeli ones.
The French envoy also criticized the silence of the Security Council over the increasing tensions in the occupied territories. Russia and China expressed deep regret over the deaths of Gazans. Britain, France, the Netherlands, Poland and Sweden joined Belgium, Germany and Italy in a statement calling on Israel to refrain from excessive use of force. Now, this is while the United States envoy had different things to say.
In recent days, Hamas terrorists, backed by Iran, have incited attacks against Israeli security forces and infrastructure. That is violence that should occupy our attention, too. But let's remember that the Hamas terrorist organization has been inciting violence for years, long before the United States decided to move our embassy.
Nikki Haley also defended the U.S. move to relocate its embassy to Al-Quds. Her comments were echoed by the Israeli ambassador, who blamed Hamas for the massacre in Gaza. Over 60 Palestinians have been killed in the past 2 days at the hands of Israeli soldiers. Now, to discuss that more, we're joined by Michael Santomoro, journalist and political commentator from North Carolina. Thank you very much, Mr. Santomoro, for joining us. Well, I would like to quote the Bolivian envoy to the Security Council, who mentioned that Mrs. Haley actually was very quick to keep repeating the words Iran and Hamas and accusing them for the bloodshed, never mentioned anything about the occupation, and never talked about that. Do you think that we will ever see any such move happening in the UN Security Council, condemning Israel for the occupation and actually holding Israel accountable for all the atrocities?
No, it will never happen under the Trump presidency. The Republicans need the monies that are donated to the Republican Party from the Jewish American community, which represents about 35% of the funding for the Republican Party, comes from the Jewish American community, which only represents about 2% of the population of the United States, but disproportionately, they have a lot of wealth and they control the political spectrum and the political entities here in the United States on a national level, both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Now, the Republican Party gets about a third of its funding from Jewish PACs. The Democratic Party gets about 60%. So it would not have mattered whether Hillary Clinton had won the presidency or Donald Trump. But under Hillary Clinton, the embassy would never have been moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. We've already made a blunder with Trump moving the embassy to Jerusalem, where now we've isolated ourselves on the world stage. We lost any credibility, whatever little credibility we had beforehand. And it only empowers the Russians and Putin to be the leader for honesty on the world stage. We already alienated our allies. And it's just a sad day for America. We're living in the dark ages here in the United States.
Thank you very much, Mr. Michael Santomaro, journalist and political commentator. Your comments are appreciated, sir. On press